From Judges chapter 19, verse 16 to 30.
今天的经文取自诗诗记十九章十六到三十节。
Judges chapter 19, verse 16 to 30. 19, verse 16. That evening, an old man from the hill country of Ephraim, who was living in Gibeah, the men of the place were Benjamites, came in from his work in the fields.When he looked and saw the traveler in the city square, the old man asked, Where are you going? Where did you come from? He answered, We are on our way from Bethlehem in Judah to a remote area in the hill country of Ephraim where I live. I have been to Bethlehem in Judah and now I'm going to the house of the Lord. No one has taken me into his house. We have both straw and fodder for our donkeys and bread and wine for ourselves.Your servants, me, your maidservant, and the young men with us, we don't need anything. You're welcome at my house, the old man said. Let me supply whatever you need. Only do not spend the night in the square. So he took him into his house and fed his donkeys. After they had washed their feet, they had something to eat and drink. While they were enjoying themselves, some of the wicked men of the city surrounded the house.Pounding on the door, they shouted to the old man who owned the house, Bring out the man who came to your house so that we can have sex with him. The owner of the house went outside and said to them, No, my friends, do not be so vile. Since this man is my guest, do not do this disgraceful thing. Look, here is my virgin daughter and his concubine. I will bring them out to you now, and you can use them and do to them whatever you wish.But to this man, do not do such a disgraceful thing. But the man would not listen to him. So the man took his concubine and sent her outside to them, and they raped and abused her throughout the night. And at dawn, they let her go. At daybreak, the woman went back to the house where her master was staying, fell down at the door, and lay there until daylight. When her master got up in the morning,and opened the door of the house and stepped out to continue his way, there lay his concubine, fallen at the doorway of the house, with her hands on the threshold. To her, get up, let's go. But there was no answer. Then the man put her on his donkey and set out for home. When he reached home, he took a knife and cut up his concubine, limb by limb, into 12 parts, and sent them to all the areas of Israel.Everyone who saw it said, Such a thing has never been seen or done, not since the day the Israelites came out of Egypt. Think about it. Consider it. Tell us what to do. One of the most peculiar aspects of this last story of Judges is that there are no names given in the story.
四世纪最后一个故事最奇特的方面是故事中没有任何人的名字。
Well, technically, there is one name that is given in chapter 20, verse 28. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, ministering at the Ark of the Covenant.
技术上来说，有一个在二十章二十八节，亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈，侍立在月柜前。
However, this guy is only a very minor character, and the name is actually just there so that we can date what this event to two generations after Aaron.
但他只是个小角色，名称只是让我们可以定持事件的日期在亚伦两代以后。
Otherwise, it's very interesting that in this longer story and the last one, the final one of Judges, we were given no names.
否则，非常有趣的是，最长和最终的故事里竟然没有名字。
So all the major characters, the Levite, his concubine, the father-in-law, the old man who was playing the host, all of them were anonymous.
所有的主要角色，利未人和他的妾、父亲、女婿、老人，都是匿名的。
So it's very strange, especially given that prior to this story, names were given for all the minor judges, the minor characters in all the stories, and even the enemies, they have names.
这很奇怪，因为在这故事之前，每一个小事师、次要人物，甚至是敌人都有名字。
Yet in this story, no names.Were provided to account for even for the major catastrophe that will follow.
然而，在这个故事没有名字来交代过后所发生的重大灾难。
So this is very highly unusual way of storytelling.
这是极不寻常的讲故事方式。
It's like talking about the Iraq War without mentioning George W. Bush or the September 11 without mentioning Osama.
就像伊拉克战争没有提到布什，或者911没有提到奥萨马。
There's indeed no doubt that this anonymity, this namelessness, is actually intentional by the author.
毫无疑问，这个匿名是故意的。
The question is why?
问题是为什么？
Now there are two reasons for the intentional anonymity.
故意不透露姓名的原因有两个。
We first need to see that the story in chapter 19 is actually a background to the real issue that will happen in chapter 20 and 21.
我们首先要看到在第十九章的故事主要是针对二十到二十一章所发生的问题。
And the real issue, which will later be known as the Benjamite crisis, is triggered by this event that is happened to the Levite and the concubine in what happened in Gibeah.
这个问题后来被称为便雅悯人的危机，是利未人在基比亚事件所引发的。
Now looking at this incident in chapter 19 itself, it's natural for us to perceive that what is happening here is something of an unusual, unfortunate event.
在事件本身来看，我们很自然地认为这是一场不寻常的不幸事件。
After all, for us, it's quite difficult for us to identify with the violence that is found in today's story from the comfort of our relatively peaceful lives.
毕竟从我们的相对的和平的生活，我们很难认同这故事中的暴力。
We might also think that if this strange, bizarre incident did not have been avoided, then maybe the Benjamite crisis that followed would not have happened.
我们可能会认为，如果这种奇怪的事件可以避免，之后的便雅悯的危机就不会发生。
However, this kind of mindset would be contrary to the intentions of the author in describing the situation.This period of time, as everyone doing as he sees fit.
不过，这种思维方式违反作者在描述当时的情况，是个人任意而行的意图。
What the author is trying to express here is that even though the events in chapter 19 were indeed unusual, but the mentality and the practices of all the major characters were not unusual at all.
作者希望表达的是，尽管第十九章的事件有点不寻常。主要的角色做法和心态并不是不寻常的。
The major characters were actually perfectly consistent with the predominant culture of everyone doing as he saw fit.
他们跟当时的文化是完全一致的。
In short, the writer is trying to tell us that if you were to substitute the main characters with any person around Israel at that time, you would get the same results of people taking morality into their own hands.
就是说，如果你把当时的任何其他的人物做主角，你会得到同样的结果。
And this is the first reason why the characters are all anonymous in our story.
这就是我们的主角匿名的第一个理由。
It is for the writer to express to us that this is no freak accident.
是为了表达这不是任何反常的事件。
The problem at that time was canonization, which means the assimilation of all the Israelites into the culture and morality of their neighboring Canaanite neighbors.
主要的问题是以色列人被邻居他们的迦南人的文化和道德同化。
And this problem is so pervasive throughout Israel at that time, and especially in the incident in today's passage, could have happened to anyone.
这件事情如此普遍，事情可能发生在任何人身上。
So therefore, for the writer to intentionally put in this anonymity, it means that every Levite, the Levite here represents every Levite, the concubine represents every woman, the father-in-law representing every host, and the old man residing in Bethel representing every outsider that is in a Benjamite town.
因此，不愿意透露姓名的原因是指利未人代表每一个利未人，他的妾代表每一个女人。父亲代表每一个主人，居住在伯特利的老人就代表每一个城市里的局外人。
And because everyone was doing as he saw fit, then every host is capable of committing the atrocities of the Benjamite, and every guest has the possibility of being mistreated, and every woman is a potential victim for rape, murder, and dismemberment.
由于每个人都按照他认为合适的，所以每个主人都能犯下暴行，每一位客人都可以被虐待，还有每一位妇女都可以被强奸、谋杀和肢解。
Now anonymity is therefore a deliberate literary device for the author adopted to reflect this universality of the Israelites' canonization.
匿名是一种蓄意的文法、文学手法，来反映以色列被同化的普遍性。
Therefore, the first reason why all the characters were therefore made nameless is because the writer is trying to express that this problem, this incident, just doesn't lie with all these particular individuals.
所以人物没有名字的第一个理由，是因为作者希望表达这个问题不只是在于这些特定的人。
This triggering event is not just a freak accident.
这触发事件不是一个离奇的事故。
We are to assume that therefore the intentional anonymity of the main characters is also symbolic of all the rest of the Israelites.
故意匿名是故事主角代表以色列所有的人的象征。
Now the second reason why the characters were all nameless is to reflect how individuals at that time they have all been dehumanized.
对于人物的匿名，第二个原因是要反映在那时候人人受到非人化的待遇。
Now dehumanization is commonly refers to the deliberate removal of human traits when you are treating members of an opposing ideology, opposing race, political parties, or other sources of conflict.
非人化通常指的是对其他种族、政党或者其他冲突来源的成员故意撤除人类的特征。
So Adolf Hitler's reference of the Jews as vermin, as rats, this will be one example of dehumanization happening in action.
希特勒比喻犹太人为害虫或者老鼠，是一种非人化的例子。
Dehumanization often begins with the removal of personal identification.
非人化通常撤除了个人的识别。
So a convicted criminal, for example, they will be given a prison identification number.
例如犯了罪的囚犯都有身份号码。
And this form of dehumanization allows the guards and all the other authorities to maintain this impersonal relationship with the inmates.
这种非人化的形式使警卫跟囚犯保持距离。
We see here in this case that the author of Just, he has intentionally stripped the characters of their names as a form of removal of their personal identification.
在这种情况下，作者故意剥夺了作为个人的身份的名字。
He's trying to show that they have been dehumanized.
他要象征说他们已经被非人化了。
A name serves as a mark of identity.
一个名字代表一个身份。
A name signifies a person's significance in a community because names are used by people to address one another.
它标志着一个人在社会的意义，因为名字是人用来称呼对方的。
Now, in becoming nameless in the story, the writer is trying to bring out how all the individuals of the Canaanite Israelite society, they have been dehumanized.
作者是希望以故事中的无名带出以色列社会中的人已经被非人化。
They are not humans anymore. They have become objects. They are now functional tools.
他们不是人了，他们成了东西或工具。
And this is the horror that eventually we are left with when we see this story with no names.
这是我们没有名字的故事留下的恐怖。
Now there is one common misconception that I wish to address before I go into greater detail about this horror.
我先要解决一个普遍的误解。
The misconception is that the terrifying part of the story today is the gang rape of the concubine by the wicked man in Gibeah.
误解是故事可怕的部分是基比亚邪恶的男人轮奸那女子。
However, that is not the horror that the writer is trying to highlight.
但这并不是作者要突出的恐怖。
Of course, I do not deny that this gang rape is an extreme act of violence and morally unacceptable to any society.
当然我不否认这是一种极端的暴力行为，在任何社会中都不能接受的。
But if this is just a story about wicked men doing wicked things,Well, that's not the scariest thing for me.
但如果这只是一个邪恶的人做邪恶的事的故事，对我来说不是最可怕的。
In reality, we know there will always be perverse and wicked, lawless people in a society.
因为总会有反常和无法无天的社会人士。
These people do not scare me because they are outliers, and outliers can be dealt with stringent, rigorous law enforcement.
他们吓唬不了我，因为他们因为可以用严格的执法处理他们。
In the end, we see that this gang rape of the concubine, it is merely a plot device for us to look at all the reactions that arise from this incident.
到最后，我们看到那个妇女被轮奸，只是一个让我们研究所有的反应的事件。
And upon closer examination, you will discover what is the real terrifying part of the story, and that is normal people doing wicked things.
仔细看，你会发现这个故事惊人的部分是正常的人做邪恶的事。
Evil is not scary when it's blatant, because I believe that ultimately good will triumph over evil.
公然的邪恶并不可怕，因为我相信正能胜邪。
Evil is scariest when it's total torture.
最可怕的是完全不显眼的邪恶，那个被接纳为文化的一部分的邪恶。
Now this evil that I speak of, which is highlighted by the namelessness of all the characters in our story, is the dehumanization that is going on in our story today.
我讲的邪恶就是发生在故事中的非人化。
Now we first encountered this dehumanization when the wicked man was pounding at the door asking to have sex with the Levite.
我们首先遇到他时，邪恶的男人在敲门，要求与利未人发生性行为。
Is dehumanizing because to this man, the Levite is only a sex object.
对他们来说，利未人只不过是性的玩物。
We know that the issue here is not homosexuality because the man later had no trouble raping the concubine.
我们知道这里的问题不是同性恋，因为过后他们强奸了那个女子。
So this group is not homosexual, but rather they are sexually perverse. They are perverts.
这一群人他们是有不正当的性行为。
Some will also say that rape is not really about sex, but about power and control. And this is why they first aimed for the head of the household, the Levite.
有些人说强奸不是真的为了性，而是为了权力和控制，所以他们首先的目标就是那个利未人。
And we see here this wicked man of Gibeah, they have dehumanized strangers in their land by turning them into objects of self-satisfaction.
我们看到这些邪恶的男子，他们已经非人化的对待他们在他们当中的陌生人，把他们变成满足的工具。
But the dehumanization here is not just this wicked man.
但非人化不仅是这些邪恶的人所做的。
We see the old man who has been a good host so far saying this.
那老主人说
No, my friends, do not be so vile.
弟兄们啊，不要这么作恶。
Since this man is my guest, do not do this disgraceful thing.
这人既然进了我家，你们就不要行这丑事。
So here is my virgin daughter and his concubine.
我有个女儿，还是处女，并有这人的妾。
I will bring them out to you now, and you can use them and do to them whatever you wish.
我将他们领出来，任凭你们沾污他们。
But to this man, do not do such a disgraceful thing.
只是像这人不可行这样的丑事。
This is what the old man said.
这是那老主人所说的。
The old man offered his daughter and the concubines, the Levite's concubine, in exchange for the safety of the Levite.
这老人提出了自己的女儿和利未人的妾为交换。
This statement is shocking to us, the modern readers.
他的发言是令人震惊的。
It's like he's saying,
就像他说
No, my friends, do not be so disgusting.
不，我的朋友，不要这么恶心。
Do not eat that biscuit in the on the toilet floor.
不要吃了肮脏厕所上的地上的饼干。
Here I give you some cow dung to eat.
这里我给你吃一些牛粪。
Just don't be so disgusting to eat that dirty biscuit.
只是不要这么恶心吃那个肮脏的饼干。
So when we hear this response, we will wonder what is the sense in that.
我们想知道这是什么道理。
Isn't the cow dung, the biscuit on the floor, isn't it just as disgusting?
不是一样恶心吗？
Now the scary part is, the old man doesn't see it that way.
可怕的部分是，那老人并没有这么认为。
To him, raping the Levite is disgraceful, but not it is done to the woman.
他来看，强奸利未人是可耻的，但如果是妇女，却不是。
Now the main difference between the wicked man and the old man is that the wicked man knows that what they are doing is wrong, is disgraceful. But for the old man, he genuinely thinks that he's doing the right thing in offering his own daughter and the concubine to the wicked man.
邪恶的人和老人的主要区别在于，前者知道他们在做错误的事情，但老人真的认为他这样做是正确的。
Now this to me is the most terrifying thing.
这对我来说是最可怕的事情。
Because the old man has dehumanized women in treating them as things that you can do anything to.
这老人认为你可以对妇女做任何事情，把她们非人化。
And he thinks that it's perfectly normal and acceptable.
他认为是完全正常和可以接受的。
Notice here that he did not offer the young male servant.
注意，他没有提议那个年轻的男仆人。
Why?
为什么？
It's because he sees men as persons, but women as objects.
他视男人为人，但是妇女为东西。
And he thinks he's being a perfectly good host by offering his own daughter for the Levite.
而且他牺牲自己的女儿，他觉得是做一个好主人。
But the ultimate dehumanization comes from the Levite.
但最终的非人化来自利未人。
In order to protect himself and not to trouble his host, he took his own concubine and sent her out to the ravaging wolves outside.
为了保护自己，不和不麻烦主人，他做了自己的妾，派她到外面被狼群肆虐。
And we see the brutal words, raped, abused, discarded. All these words leaves us with no doubt of the fate of the concubine.
我们看到强奸、虐待和遗弃这些残酷的话，无疑让我们明白这个妾的命运。
Now in his own very hands, this concubine, this woman has become a dispensable victim, a substitute sacrifice for him.
在他手中，他成为了一个可有可无的受害者和牺牲品。
And in our story, she remained speechless all the way to her death.
直到她去世的第二天早晨，无言无语。
Have no doubt, she must have screamed.
她一定有尖叫。
However, the silence of all the other inhabitants in Gibeah in not coming to her rescue, this
所有在基比亚的居民的承诺，他们没有来救她，是另外一个可怕的现实。
Now the horror does not just end here.
恐怖的事件还没有结束。
We could have excused the Levite for his behavior as well. He's just self-preserving, self-preservation.
我们可以用自我保护来谅解这个利未人的行为。
But what follows leaves us no doubt as to his guilt.
但接下来使我们没有空间怀疑他是有罪的。
We are told that the next morning he got up the next morning, meaning.That he actually went to sleep after throwing his wife out.
他第二天早上起身，这意味着他实际上抛出了他的妻子，就去睡觉。
And after almost tripping over her on his way out, his first response to her is, "Get up, let's go."
他出门差点因为他的妾而身体绊倒，他对他的第一个反应就是站起来，我们走吧。
So at this point, this man is not just being insensitive or uncaring.
这不只是不关心。
This tells us that he only treats her as an object.
这告诉我们，他只是把他的妾当成是东西。
It is not enough that he is totally unremorseful about throwing her out and going to sleep.
他把她丢出去，然后睡觉，毫无悔意，这还不够。
It is not enough that he didn't rush out the first thing in the morning to search for her. Instead, he almost tripped over her.
他没有急着在早上第一件事情寻找她，这还不够。
It's not enough that he didn't treat her tenderly after seeing her fully spent and probably already dead.
他看到她这样子，没有温柔地对待她，她这还不够。
The horrifying reality is that his first concern is to go home, and the woman must now pick herself up and not delay his journey.
这骇人听闻的现实是，他的第一个关心就是回家，而这个女人必须自己起来，不要拖延她。
There is no answer, and her silence, I think, speaks volumes.
她的沉默意味深长。
It is the outcry of all the helpless victims who are being treated as mere properties.
这是所有无助的受害者的强烈抗议。
It is the raging protest against being just objects of violence and indifference.
这是成为暴力和冷漠的对象的强烈抗议。
And this is an answer in deafening.
就是沉默的答案。
Now in the end of the passage, piece of flesh chopped up into 12 parts and sent to all the areas of Israel.
在今天的故事的尽头，他被当作一块肉切碎了十二块，并发给所有以色列地区。
This is dehumanization in its clearest form.
这明显的非人化的形式。
She is not human anymore.
她不是人。
She is now a piece of meat distributed like mail, like a letter.
她是一块肉，一封被分配的信。
And this is the reason why all the characters in our story have no names.
这就是为什么我们故事里的人物都没有名字。
Everybody has been dehumanized.At those times, and this is made most clearly in the form of the dismembered concubine, just a piece of flesh.
人都在非人化的时期，并反映在这被肢解的妾身上。
On this topic of dehumanization, I wish to conclude with the response from the final verse of our passage.
我想以经文的最后一句做总结。
Think about it, consider it, tell us what to do.
现在应该思想。大家商议当怎样办理。
Now dehumanization occurs also in its world.
非人化今天仍然发生。
Now it is not scariest when it's blatant, like the wicked man, but it is scariest when we see nothing wrong with it, as if it is normal, part of our culture.
最可怕的不是公然邪恶的人，最可怕的是当我们看起来没有错，已经成为了文化的一部分。
Now dehumanization can come in many forms.
非人化可以有多种形式表现出来。
Now those who support the rights of women to seek abortions, for example, they will rarely use words like baby or child in their literature.
例如那些支持妇女寻求堕胎的权利的人，很少用婴儿或儿童的话。
Using clinical terms like fetus can be seen as an effort to dehumanize the whole issue.
使用胎儿这种医学的字眼可以被看作是一个非人化问题的主要因素。
Conversely, those who are pro-life, they also use dehumanization methods by reducing the staff members of all these abortion clinics as uncaring baby killers.
相反，反堕胎的支持者可能利用非人化的方法，以形容诊所的工作人员为漠不关心的婴儿杀手。
They are dehumanized as monsters.
他们形容他们像禽兽。
So dehumanization as a propaganda tool, it can work both ways.
作为宣传工具，非人化可以是双方面的。
We also see government sometimes presenting enemies and soldiers as less than human, so that their voters will also support them in a war that may otherwise be counted as mass murder.
一些政府有时候会形容敌人或者士兵为非人，使选民更有可能支持他们战争。
Dehumanization is also used in history, for example, to support slavery or other forms of racism.
历史上，非人化也用来支持奴隶制或者其他方式的种族歧视。
Dehumanization can also come in very subtle form.
非人化也可能很微小。
It can come in the form of, for example, employers only thinking of their employees as just manpower or a human resource.
公司把员工当作人力或者人力资源。
Or it can also come in the form of thinking of your spouse as just a baby-making machine.
把配偶当作一个婴儿机器。
Or your maid as a household appliance is just a washing machine, a vacuum cleaner.
把佣人当作家电用品，如洗衣机或吸尘机。
Today's lesson should be a very good reminder for us to see all around us as humans.
今天的经文应该是一个很好的提醒，把我们周围的人视为人。
They are not objects of manipulation.
而不是操纵的对象。
If we don't take this reminder, our lives may become a story with no names.
否则，我们的生命将变成一个没有名字的故事。
Let us pray. In heaven.Lord, we come before you as we think about this horrific story that has been on us. And we observe the dehuman, all are human and all are your creation. They are your child. Whole. What everybody has.